It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Good evening, everybody. You are listening or watching Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than being the next guy that breaks Taylor Swift's heart. You're better than that. You could join our chat room, Den Pen. Go to davincomedy.com, click live broadcast. Also watch us on Facebook Live on the Davin's Den page. Audio is better by far on davincomedy.com, but the visual is non-existent over there. I am your host, Tavern Rosenblatt, and I am joined by, well, it's Tuesday, the wounded Pip Hilitz. Hello, Pip.
Hi, everybody.
And Joe will be running along here shortly. Joe is doing what Joe does, run late. Pip is doing what Pip does, be ill. And I'm doing what I do, hold this Titanic together with duct tape and well wishes. That's what I do. Really, really quite ridiculous at this point.
And the duct tape is fraying.
You know what? After a decade, the duct tape has had enough. Enough! Even MacGyver called it quits before this. So on the show, our annual Valentine's Day Love Fail Countdown, or as I like to call it, the kickoff to the ass kickings I will administer over the next few months in countdown shows. That's what we shall call it. Yes, we'll do that. We'll date some of the biggest and wackiest love fails of the past year, plus scamming scammers, which is always a love fail in the end now, isn't it, kids? I often come into these Valentine's Day love fails not feeling extremely confident about my
right.
stories, but somehow at least pull through a tie, usually a win, but once in a while Pip and Joe rise to the occasion. Maybe I'm wrong here, but I feel pretty good about what I'm bringing to the table. I feel like I got the wackiness needed, and I definitely told the kids that creativity counts. So there will be it's one thing to kill your spouse, but how you do it counts, kids. You know are you beating them with a 1988 ELO cassette to death? If you're doing that, you have my attention. To just bludgeon somebody with a hatchet, it doesn't really move me anymore. So,
evil woman.
Yeah, you get. See, you get why that would be particularly exciting to me. You get it.
That would be entertaining.
That's well. This is a more or less entertainment show. So that's hopefully what we're striving for. So I feel good. I feel like I've brought. Well, I haven't brought the entertainment value. I have a not correlated. What's the word? Were you?
What do you mean? You're not. I don't know what you're going for.
Where you? It starts with a C. Where you bring a bunch of things together. Oh, never mind. I don't know. Words forget me. I have not done these things, but I feel like I am bringing them to your attention. So I feel good. I feel very good.
Synthesized.
No, that's not the word I wanted. No, our synthesizer is getting his shit together. He'll be here shortly, the king of all synthesizers. So I feel good. How do you feel, Pip? Do you feel good about what you're bringing to the table?
Not especially.
Is that because you have a headache and you empathize with some of the people?
Well, if you had stopped when you said, do you feel good, I would have said no. But if you said, do you feel good about what you're bringing to the table? Not especially. I was disappointed with the things I was finding and also with the fact that the stuff that I found most entertaining to be out of our time period.
Yes, I did lose some due to time period. I thought were going to be good to go, but then upon closer inspection, I knew I could not in good faith bring to the table. Still.
Exactly.
Still. I feel like there was just enough good stuff. I feel really good. I think the biggest thing for me is, did I pick the order correctly? That is going to, that's how good I feel about it. Did I pick the proper order?
Well, sometimes that's the thing that will crush your game.
Yes.
Because you'll be in a round against some really exceptional opponents. And then, you know, you had a good story, but it was crushed by the opponents. And sometimes I make the mistake of not putting my strongest suit last.
Yeah, I feel both you and Joe make that mistake a lot more often than I do.
Yeah.
And that often is the difference. It's all about strategy. Strategy. So.
Strategy, yes.
So I feel good.
That's strategic.
I feel good about what we're bringing to the table here. I guess I'll start us off. Well, I mean, you know, Pip, sorry you're sick, but, you know, it's Tuesday. You know, she made it halfway through the day on a Tuesday feeling like a human being. That's all we can ask for.
No, I made it most of the way through the day. I was telling Mr. Helix at lunchtime that I was going up to the show. And then all of a sudden, these fairies with ice picks started stabbing me in the eye. And I didn't enjoy it.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like you have long haul of COVID without knowing that you ever had COVID.
I tested negative.
Yeah, but you might have had it other times. You never know. Like, my wife and daughter have never gotten COVID officially, but how is that possible? Everybody had it at some point.
Well, since Mr. Helix and I live under a giant rock, and I am masked every day at work, and we don't really go anywhere or do anything or see anybody. I think it's possible that we skated.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I think I'm dealing with the long haul of COVID right now. I think that's what I've been dealing with. But you know.
Well, you were Mr. Snuffles last week. So I don't know if that was, you know, due to like lingering effects.
I don't know. I mean, I have that. I'm still congested, not as badly. But there's just, like, moments where I just, like, don't feel right. So,
yeah.
I don't know. Might have the long haul of COVID, as long as it clears up by the time I have to test again to go to the Bahamas. But, you know, whatever. I'm not contagious or anything. Just, might be one of those things.
No, that's the thing.
Just fight through. I fight through. That's what I do. I fight through. All right, let's start with a you stink. Let us start with a you stink. I got a you stink.
All right.
Yes.
You stink.
Smell-o-vision, Pip. That's nobody heard what you said, but that's okay.
No,
all right. My you stink is to Toyota. That is to my you stink.
Oh.
Yes.
Toyota stinks. All right.
Toyota, it's a Japanese stink, so you smell. No, it smells like fresh fish. Huddle-a-huddle-a-ho. Oh, was that racist? Now I'm canceled, too. Okay. No Spotify for us. Anyway. The 2021. Yeah, Joe Rogan's in more trouble. Joe Rogan can't stop.
I heard about that today.
And Whoopi Goldberg. I mean, on another. Maybe we'll get to it. I don't know. We'll see. You know, basically. Oy vey. Basically, oy vey. So, the 2020 RAV4. Which we bought for my wife this summer, supposed to have a 14-gallon gas tank. Since we've gotten it, it stops at 10. So like when you fill up like 10 gallons, it stops. You know, like it won't take no more. And you're not supposed to keep clicking. That's bad for the car.
Yeah. Well, I mean, is there something in the tank?
Yeah. Bullshit. That's what's in the tank. The tank is filled with 4 gallons of bullshit.
That's unfortunate.
Which is weird because it's not good for the Toyota, yet I run on it. So I don't know.
Yes.
So it stops at 10. So I went online to see what was going on with this. And there was a known issue with the RAV4s from 2017 to 2020. So we go to the dealership about a half hour away, and they were doing recalls on it from them. This is a 2021. Now, we go to the dealership a half hour away. Why do we go to the dealership a half hour away? Because the wife bought the car there, so she feels like she must go there, I guess. And because this one has a good reputation for, the mechanics there. Okay. Not my car, not my decision. I'd go to the one 15, 20 minutes away, because for somebody who's got nothing going on, I always have someplace to be. You can say that about me. So I am always in a rush to be someplace. But it's her car.
You're the most scheduled, unbusy person.
I am busy, but it just, I don't know, busy with nonsense. Busy with the 4 gallons at the bottom of her tank. That's what I'm busy with. Okay.
No, please, you just bought a new house. You're busy.
We'll get there. We'll get there. So we drive there to get this taken care of. And we leave the car for a few hours. First we had delayed going because we went on one of those rare icy days in New York where that happened like all the time. I'm driving and I'm a couple minutes behind her, and my car sliding on the throughway. Oh no, on 17 West. Younger Davin would have messed with this. Going to a gig, Davin would have messed with this. Older pussy, Davin, I call her, I go, stop. Pull over in Middletown, we'll go to Ollie's. I'm not driving in this nonsense. I'm not driving in this. This is dangerous. Because I got fairly new tires. Tires are a year old. I haven't driven that much on them. And I'm sliding. I don't feel the car hugging the ground. I'm not like fishtailing or anything, but I don't feel the car hugging the ground. I'm like, I am not in the mood for this nonsense.
No.
So we pull over, go to Ollie. She calls them, makes the appointment for later on. So we go later on, leave the car there. Hello, Joe. Leave the car there for a few hours. So we head back home, half hour away. We head back home. They're going to look at the car. We get the call a few hours later. We pick up the car. I couldn't tell you a damn thing they did. I could not tell you a damn thing. Maybe they looked at the car and go, it's a pretty car. Who's a pretty car? You're a pretty RAV4. That could be the Yes. Maybe they tickled him underneath the bumper and he's not telling. I don't know. But they certainly didn't do shit to fix it. That much I could tell you. Because I got... Joe's choked up over this RAV4 story. He knows the pain.
I see that.
Yes. So a couple days later, they call us back. We'd like to see the car again. We're gonna
because it was such a good little car. I forgot to scratch it behind the fender. Oh, what a good little car.
Whose tailpipe is that? As Joe would say.
Tailpipe ID.
Yes. If my wife's RAV4 showed up in Joe's backyard, there'd be daily pictures of it on social media. But I digress. So now I'm not happy. I'm like, well, why are we going to take the car back there? So they call me, and I'm chewing this woman out, like who calls me. I'm like, are you kidding me with this? I got to drive back there now. She doesn't have a car. Blah, blah, blah. Well, she's like, I'm like, fine, talk to my wife. Because they were supposed to call her. But they called the landline. She said call the cell phone, but stupid picked up, and stupid's in no mood because I can't stand for the time waste in there. So this girl was thrilled to get me off the phone. So I give it to my wife, and they will have a car for her to drive, a RAV4 for her to drive in replacement. We got to go up there again. You got to schedule everything. It's not like a regular mechanic where you could just pop in, a regular mechanic who like fixes shit. We're not dealing with that type of thing. And I'll get there. So we got to leave. We got to drop the car off. They're going to need it for a few days. They have to call Toyota to order parts. They have to be in possession of the car in order to order parts. It makes no difference that you just had the fucking car. Makes no difference that we have an appointment. It makes no difference that you can return shit. It makes no difference that the parts aren't going to spoil. They have to be like when I'm doing shows, sometimes people will go to me, oh, I don't have any money on me. I can't buy a shirt now. That's okay. You know why? Because T-shirts don't spoil. Neither do parts for a Toyota. They don't spoil either. It's okay. I'll live. They'll live. Apparently, they won't live. So we got to take
it
the.
Make sense.
They gave you a loaner. They gave you a loaner, so it's all right.
Yeah, but it's a half hour away, and I have no confidence in them. So my wife goes there, drops off the car, comes home, expecting them to have the car for a few days because they got to order the parts and fix it. Get a call the next day. Car's ready. What? Why is the car ready? Why is the car ready? Well, we just reset. What'd they reset? The battery? And so they reset a couple of things. The car's 6 months old. We got the fucking thing in August. Reset. What are you resetting? Well, you know, this is what Toyota said to do. Is there like Mr. Toyota who is like handling all the shit that comes in? This is the problem. They can't. They're taking the art out of being a mechanic. You know, so like with many things in life, whether it be a CPA, a comic, a mechanic, there's some science to it, and there's some art to it. And if you can find somebody who can blend both together, you have something really special, and you're kind of happy to pay for it because you know.
It's like one of my Honda Element when they were telling me there's nothing wrong with the air conditioner. And I go, I drove to Washington, D.C. It blew hot air in my face the whole trip. Well, we'll give you a loaner, but there's really nothing wrong with it. So they give me a loaner. 3 weeks later, we got it fixed.
Joe,
there's nothing wrong with it.
Joe, maybe the spirit, you say it blew hot air at you and you're heading to D.C., maybe your car's spirit animal is a politician.
Yeah. Well, I'm more hot air than my ex-wife was, so it was like, yeah. But
well, that's saying something.
I didn't imagine it.
So we take the car. Now, we know this isn't going to fix. I go, this is bullshit. They're doing nothing there. This is a complete waste of time. Well, you know, drive it around, drive it real low, and, you know, it should get to 12 and a half. Because it's a 14, they go, all right, there's in the reserve. Fine. Whatever. So she does it, she gets the car back, drives it around, 11 gallons. And I'm like Kramer in that Seinfeld episode. You need to prove to me that you're going to get to empty. I am going to milk that gas like it's an almond making almond milk. You don't think you can get any more out of it, but I make it. I make the almond delight with my car. My wife's not like that. She's like, ooh, it's low. We must immediately find a gas station. Plus, they tell her you can't put in like $10 worth of gas. What type of bullshit is this? You know how many people go around just going from $10 worth of gas to $10 worth of gas because they don't have enough money to fill up the fucking tank? They're like, well, you could do it once in a while, but you shouldn't make a habit. What type of... They don't put that into... Oh, what a feeling. Fine.
It's a fucking Rolls Royce. It's a RAV4. I don't have that kind of money.
I don't got full gas tank type of money here. What do you think? I'm made out of fives? What's wrong with you? So she gets the car back, and then they fixed nothing. They fixed nothing. Now we call back again, and I guess this guy's imagined when she's been dealing with. He's puzzled. I'm not fucking puzzled. I'm not puzzled. I saw the video. Just because it's a 2021, you don't have a known issue. You had 17, 18, 19, 20. You had 4 years in a row leading right up to this where they said it's a gas tank issue and a send unit issue. 4 years in a row. What? Do I have a special YouTube? It's a Toyota technician telling us this. Why would he lie about being a Toyota technician? It's not like he's a virologist or a heart doctor lying about his fucking credentials to make a YouTube video. It's a Toyota technician. He's not going to get on Joe Rogan lying about his YouTube credentials. He's a Toyota technician. Why do I know more how to fix your car than you know? Why do I go? I don't have to call Toyota. Why don't we do this shit? So I'm like, you know what?
Because you fix things and tell people how to do them.
I guess. But she won't put me on the phone with them. She won't let me. Because she knows. She knows their ass will be a chew toy. She knows that.
It will not be pretty.
So I go, this is enough. I go, enough of this fucking nonsense. You tell them to drive their ass down here and drive your car up to fucking Newburgh, New York, and leave you a car. So she tells them to do that. Finally, somebody's listening to me. Oh, we can't do that. We just got a bunch of new valets, and they're not trained for that. Part one, being valet, can you drive? Part two, being a valet, can you drive? All the fucking qualifications I need. If you can't drive, you can't be a valet. If you can drive...
pilots and go, well, you know, we can't fly because we have airline pilots that can't fly.
Well, Joe, I mean, Spirit and Frontier are merging, so it's a possibility.
Yeah, could be.
So the valets, they can't do it. We have to bring the car back up there. I go to my wife, I go, what are they going to do? She goes, I don't know. They don't know. They have to call Toyota again. How many times? Put me on the phone with fucking Toyota.
You want to speak to the zone manager. The zone manager makes those decisions. And you tell him, this car is not getting, I have proof of it. Here's the car, and unless it doesn't get 14 gallons of gas into it, I don't want the fucking thing back.
That's what I said. I said, they're going to have to give you a new car. This is bullshit. And that's the thing. That's the thing with the, like, you can't take it to a real mechanic and have them reimburse you. You can't do that. You gotta do the dance with them. This car's brand fucking new. It barely has any miles on it. And it's not, we have to call Toyota. And that's not the only thing. The other day, we're in Verizon. And I had to get a cable because my cable of 10 years, I dropped it. I'm a moron. The charger. The charger said, enough of you. I'm tired of charging your phones. Okay, fine. So we go in there. We got these Verizon rewards. There's something with the Verizon reward. It doesn't read properly. So the manager there can only do a certain amount. If you want to get fully, made whole, you have to call an 800 number. And then that takes multiple phone calls. Nobody can do anything anymore.
Why don't you just go to Best Buy and buy a charger and be done with it?
Well, no, we bought to Verizon. Well, no, because I needed a cable. We bought the cable. I understand that, but we had these Verizon rewards for $10 off, which it didn't say you couldn't use it on a charger, on a cable, but they're saying you can't use it on a cable, but it doesn't say you can't do it. It says things and more. Well, and more should include that. If it doesn't say that, I said to them, I go, you know what it should say? Excluding. That's what it should say. Do I have to write your promotions for you? What the hell? Well,
the other thing is, Joe, you're assuming that Best Buy is any better than Verizon.
Yeah, that's a good
Best
point.
Buy, I have to argue with them. Just get my cable and I get back on my way. It's going to cost you more to argue with Verizon than just get the cable.
It wasn't so much the... No, it's a lot more than that. You have not bought a fast-charging cable in a while. It is a lot more than...
$12.
What?
It's $12. I bought two of them.
No, it's $25.
Wait, what... What's a fast charging cable?
It charges quicker than a regular charge. That's all.
That exists?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Oh.
Dave. Yes, it does.
Wow.
Yes.
Anyway. I got to get me one of those.
I mean, Verizon.
Are you guys hooked up to the windmill? What are you doing?
Pretty much.
So Verizon made whole. So now we have this other appointment, and my wife has no idea what they're going to do. And worse yet, the people at Toyota have no idea what they're going to do. It's fucking ridiculous. It's like, let me take it to somebody qualified. And I said, I go, if it was me, I go, I would not go to this one anymore. I'd go to the one closer, because I'm going to get fucked. I don't want to have to drive as long to think about it.
Right.
But I wrote down zone manager, and I'm going to tell that to my wife, because that might be a term I did not know. We'll see if Toyota has zone managers, or if I just get Joel Pace from Comedy Zone. I will let you know. Okay.
Well, you know, sometimes it's really good when you can throw their own lingo at them.
Wait, what? One at a time, kids, please.
Sorry.
Pip, go.
I said sometimes it's really good if you throw their own lingo at them. It like wakes people up like, oh, crap, you know something.
Yes. So that was my you stink. Let me tell you what this week has fucking been, and I'm sure I am forgetting shit. I'm sure I am. So last Thursday, as millions of people in this country know, we were supposed to get a doozy of an ice storm, right? Well, it hit us in New York, but it went through the whole country, because why would... By the way, I can't wait to get the fuck out of this state. I can't tell you how done with New York I am. Ugh, perfect time to buy a house here. Why didn't I? Ugh. Anyway, so before the ice even starts, we lose power for several hours. Apparently, the electricity was scared. I don't know. I think somebody drove into it. Or, you know, that's what happens. Yeah, it wasn't even doing anything. Maybe it was raining and assholes can't drive. And they don't have me telling them they're doing it wrong, so they proceed to do it wrong. So we lose power for several hours. I believe my laptop was shut off. So with the fish tanks, if they don't have power for a few hours, they lose aeration. So I was just getting ready to, like, because my wife's asleep. I was just getting ready around midnight, 12:30. I was getting ready to start, like, doing some water change, put some aeration manually in there, and then the lights went on. So that was good. So the next day, I start up my computer, and it's like I get, like, a message that the battery charger is incompatible with the battery. Well, that's fucking new. It's the same shit as always. So my wife does a diagnostics run. I pretty much got a dead motherboard, a dead hard drive, and, like, the battery won't hold the charge. It says all this shit. Meanwhile, the computer's running well. The computer's running well, but clearly I am on borrowed time. So there's, what, another $1,000, $1,500 I was going to spend? I have to spend in the near future?
Yep.
Haven't ordered it yet. You know, waiting for that big President's Day sale. So we're kicking it off. They cancel my daughter's all-county orchestra practice for Friday, which makes sense. It's shitty out on Friday. Friday morning, I go out and salt the driveway and de-ice the Buick and my car. I rip the interior rubber from my driver's side door, trying to open up the door. That was new. I stuck that back in. Crisis averted, I think. Who knows how long it's going to last, but right now the rubber's a scared of me, so it's not going to piss me off. So I told my wife to leave the RAV4 in the garage at the new house, because if it's going to ice that way, it doesn't get pelleted. You know, we'll keep that car in good condition for Toyota to stare at it. So I figured I got to jump on the ice. Wake up Saturday morning, it's like I didn't do shit. Everything's icy again. And I got cabinets being delivered on Saturday to the fucking luge, or as we call it, our fucking driveway. Excuse my language. There's more snow and ice on my property than there is at the Winter Olympics. That's all I'm saying. Glad you're laughing, Pip. And I think my granite guy is coming over, so I got to give him a deposit. The granite for the countertops.
Oh right.
Yes. Yes, I have a granite guy. Listen to me.
Excuse the fuck out of me.
Yeah, it's like I called up Fred Flintstone. So I gotta get to the bank. I'm like, all right, let me get up early. I'm gonna de-ice the car. I'm gonna do what I did yesterday, which I thought was getting ahead of the curve. Fine, I'll do it again because that's where we are, and I'm under a time crunch. But that's what I'll do. All right. So I'm salting, and I've gone through more salt this year. By the way, I should have pretzels. That's how much salt I've gone through. So. Now my car, it won't open. The driver's side will not open from outside.
Yes, yes.
No,
it's
no.
Frozen.
Well, I can open it from the inside, so now I'm climbing over like a damn Duke boy. You know, even after I open it up and, like, you know, throw it open from the inside, you go from the outside, you can't open it. What is this nonsense? Fine. So now I've hurt the Kia 2 days in a row, and apparently I got to get this door fixed. Fine. So let me get to my wife's car, because I'm a nice guy. I'm doing a nice thing. So I de-ice it. I go to open the door, which I did yesterday, and so apparently somebody ate their spinach, because I ripped the handle off the door. No, the Buick. Off the Buick. You know, the one we put five large into.
Yeah. Holy crap.
Yeah, so don't piss me off. It's a good thing you're at home, Pip. I will rip your nose right off your face.
I know, apparently. Oh, my God.
I ripped the handle off the Buick. Now I'm fucked.
This guy gets it. Yeah, so now I got to tell this to my wife. I got to go inside. I broke your car.
With the handle. With yeah. the door handle.
Yeah. So you just see her head drop like that. Like, ugh. What a you know, I'm doing a nice thing. And she goes, well, why didn't you start it with the automatic starter? Warm from the inside. I didn't know that thing existed. Why didn't you tell me that yesterday? I did the same thing yesterday. A 2005 Buick. Who knew? I've never had a car with this technology. Who knew?
No.
So that just makes me feel worse, and a little bit her fault. She should have told me, but whatever. So now I've ripped off this door handle. Here's another, and the door don't close. So it's not like he could drive the car, you know, because it won't close properly. So she goes out, and she's out in the front yard, and she and at this point I am at the bank. I go to the bank to get more cash for the granite guy, and I got to get back
you
to the house.
Have your own reserve spot there.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I'm at the bank. I'm climbing over from the passenger side, and she falls in the driveway. She's okay. She wasn't wearing the proper shoes. Put on the Timberlands we just bought. What are you wearing the Fakakta bullshit boots for with the no traction? Put on the Timberlands.
Some asshole runs in with a door handle, and she probably figured she had to get out there really quick.
No. So now I come back to the house. We still got to get there before the cabinet guy. My door is now working. So, all right, the one crisis averted. My door is now working properly. So we take her car over to the collision place. So we get the car back today. There's $130. Fine. Not a big deal. But just more shit. But we're not done. So, I guess the cabinet guy fishtailed a little bit in the driveway. Whatever. He's okay. this fucking driveway. So then we go to yesterday. We go to yesterday. So, on Monday, I have...
I'm still enjoying the ice capades. How did the cabinet guy get this crap into your house?
My contractor tipped him money to go inside and fucking do his job. I guess he wanted to leave it out on the pavement. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
So we go to Monday. Now, Monday, I got my contractor coming. I got the painter and his whole fleet of guys coming. I got a granite guy. Everybody spent more time in this fucking house than I have. Everybody spent... So I go, all right, I'm going to get there early. I'm going to let in the painter. I'm going to bring some stuff over to the house, load it in my car. My wife wants to go over there, too. I say, all right, well, if you're going to go, get there before the painter comes like I am. You know, you pull into the driveway, we'll load it, then we'll pull it into the garage, then we'll leave it. I do that. I drop off my daughter. I do that. I drop off the stuff I have to do. I leave my – then I go back up the driveway. Everything's nicey-nice. The painter comes. He parks right in front of the house. And at this part of the driveway, it's very narrow, so he can't – get across. So he's blocking. That's fine. He's got his stuff up. He walks up the stairs. No. Nothing for my wife yet at this point. Like, I wonder where she is. Get a call at 8:20. Get a call at 8:20 from the missus. She has fallen, and she can't get up.
Really?
Are you working on a ratings comedy set?
What? What?
What are you? An 80s comic?
No. Thank you. Where's the beef, Joe? You can put that all together into the bit. I got it, Joe. So she has fallen, and she's in clear agony, and she heard a snap, and she thinks she broke her ankle.
Oh, my God.
So I go out the house, and I go make a left, and I'm looking for my wife. I go all the way out to the street. Can't find my wife. Where's my wife? Don't know where my wife is. I go back. I call her. I'm like, where are you? I'm in front of the van. Why are you in front of the van? Why didn't you go up the nice salted walkway?
She felt stupid.
But here's the thing. Before the van was the salted walkway. That's where you go up. That's the only place that's it. You go up the walkway that's fucking salted. Because you know what's in my wife's car? Some of the stuff that she's bringing over? 3 bags of salt. You know what I don't have much more of at the house? The new house? Salt. So we know we have the salt. She's got the salt. I haven't had a chance to salt yet. So, all right. So, oh, and apparently...
I think you waited a few minutes too long.
I didn't have salt. And apparently, she fell at the top of the driveway but caught herself. At that point, you know it's slippery. And it was the type of snow where there... It was the type of ice where there was like a thin covering of snow camouflaging the ice. It was some bullshit. The snow and the ice worked together to snap bones. That's what they were doing. It was a confluence of evil. So knowing she slipped at the top of the driveway, you would think once she saw the walkway, I should exit stage right. Heavens to Murgatroyd. I see a salted walkway. Exit stage right. I don't want to go any further on the driveway. You would think, but no. She did not. She tried to go around the painter's truck where I found her. She can't get up. So I'm like, okay, I have to call 911. And I call 911, but I tell them, I say, don't send the ambulance down the driveway. Nobody's getting out of this driveway. Don't send. So then, so I'm waiting for the ambulance. The painter moves his truck, but he gets stuck going up. So the little bit of salt we had left, he used to get up the driveway so that the paramedics could come down with a stretcher. And everything. So I got painters coming in. I got his whole posse of painters coming. I got my wife is clearly in agony. She's soaked. She, like, it was too treacherous for me to bring my car down to her. And she was in so much pain. It was too treacherous for us to limp up the driveway. And it's too far. You guys will see this driveway at some point. It's too much driveway. It, you know, it's like a small girl taking too much cock. At some point, it's a good thing, but it's a little much. It's a little much.
Damn.
Exactly. So the paramedics come, takes them about 15 minutes to come. Oh, and she was wearing the Timberlands. She was wearing the Timberlands. So
there you go.
Well, apparently that wasn't the fail-safe that you thought it was.
It was better than the other ones, but not enough, unfortunately. So we spend the whole morning in the ER, and they're jam-packed. Take x-rays. She has a fracture of her right ankle, her driving ankle, and it's in a couple of places.
Oh shit!
And my wife was like, "Well, you know, I could hop around. I'm going to drive around left." I'm like, "No, you're not. No, you stop it. You're not." And they give her a prescription. She's like, "I don't need a prescription." I go, "Stop it! Would you stop?" She's just like,
"Who is she, Rambo?"
No, she's no. I don't know. I've told you guys this before. Her default is to no, except the night I met her. But every other time, her default is to no. And it's like...
You know, the thing is, when they offer you a prescription for painkillers, you always say yes.
Exactly. Oh, I won't need it. I could take the time. I go, just take it just in case. So grudgingly, she takes the... We get the painkillers. We get the painkillers. By the way, she woke up at 3 a.m. and took a painkiller last night. She took another one today. But again, the default is to fucking argue. Well, and she has to go for, you know, her at the beginning of next month, her sister's having knee surgery, and my wife's supposed to go up there. She said, well, I'll just drive up lefty. It'll be okay. It's a month from now. I'm like, are you insane? Would you just stop? She makes it harder. Like she wants to go and do things. It's very admirable. She's tough. She wants to go and do things. But at some point, you just have to go, relax. You're making things worse. So now we've ordered our flooring. The flooring will come in 3 weeks. It is $300 for them to deliver the flooring to my house.
$300.
Ow!
Are they running it up in a town car?
Well, Joe, it is some fancy flooring.
Are they bringing it from Atlanta?
I don't know. So for $300, so for $300, I'll do it myself. It's 1,300 pounds of flooring. I'll do it myself. And the thing is, I got to lift it. It's not this house. It's the other house. So there's all sorts of stairs I got to deal with. But at this point, I got to save money. So I'll deal with it myself.
No, wait. How many pounds?
1,300.
Plus the stairs?
1,300. It's not one thing of 1,300. It's packages that add up to 1,300 pounds.
Yeah. No, I'm kind of starting to think, with the bone breakage and your luck lately, maybe you want to have people do this.
You know what? It'll be fine. It'll be a workout. It'll be fine. Or I'll die of a heart attack. It's going to be one of those. So.
Wow. Okay. That's dedication.
So, you know, we go to the orthopedist. Like, they recommended up there. She wants to go to Jersey. And I'm like, oh, why we got to go to Jersey? And she's like, well, the ones up here don't have a good reputation. And I remember how they screwed up my knee to where my general practitioner's like, oh, no, it's not a ligament. It's a tendon. And he was absolutely right. I'm like, all right, she's got a point. So I drive down to Jersey. This is the guy that operated on her knee 7 years ago. He does a lot of the athletes, drive down to Jersey, can see her today. It is what it is. Fine. So puts her in a boot, not a walking. Puts her in a Canadian. A boot, eh? Ha ha. Anyway, puts her in a I know, Joe. I don't need your fucking face. Relax. I knew it was terrible leaving.
I have to react to stink. I'm sorry.
Why? I let some slide. All right, fine. You want to play like that? Fine. So, working on that one all day. Guess it didn't pass muster. All right. So she cannot put weight on it for 6 weeks. So, we have to take her back next week, because as of now, it does not seem, it looks like she needs surgery, which is good. But we have to go back next week to make sure everything is healing properly, everything is straight, because as I said, it's multiple fractures in a bone in her ankle. So,
Damn.
A lot of bones down there, too. That's not good.
No, and she heard it. She said she heard it snap before she hit the ground.
Tell her we said get well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will. So, she's like, well, you know what? We're just going to have to, you know, delay the moving for 2 months. I'm like, no, we're fucking not. I will.
No, we're fucking not.
No, we're fucking not.
I mean, obviously, she can't help me lift stuff like she was. So some stuff that we would have taken, I have to leave for the movers. But it's like, no. It's like, no, we got to get the fuck out of, no, we don't, we're, no, you know how much money I see leaving my account all the time, and I'm not working the way I usually work, because, you know, everybody's just scared of the COVID up here in the New York, New Jersey area, so my shit's got shut down, so, you know, it's just.
You're bleeding from the banking aorta.
Yeah. I mean, you know, she's in pretty good spirits right now. She's passed out on some Oxy, you know, the drug she didn't need. You know,
good girl.
She doesn't get hooked on them.
I don't think she will. It's just everything is just a lot more complicated, a lot more difficult, because now, I mean, it's a lot of, I'm tired. I don't sleep anyway. So I got to drive my daughter to school in the morning, pick her up in the afternoon. I'm the one who's opening up the house for the contractors. Sometimes I have to go back and close up the house. Sometimes the lead contractor, sometimes he closes it up. He's a good guy. But it's just, and I'm running all these errands and everything. It's a lot. I mean, I haven't been able to sit down and do work, you know, obviously since this happened. It's just a lot. She feels bad. She's like, I feel terrible. I go, what do you feel terrible for? I don't feel bad. It is what it is. You know, maybe next time.
It's not like she was sitting at the end of the driveway with a mallet trying to misery herself. Bang.
No.
Oh, and believe me, like I said, my ex-wife, she would just sit there at the kitchen table, and I'd be like, you've got to call a mover. I go, we're not going to the same place. You know, I'm on the way. You got to call a mover. I mean, sitting at the Met, watching the fucking Met game isn't going to help you move. And I mean, she sat and did nothing. And I mean, and like I said, right at the last minute, she called somebody. And these show up in a moving van. It looks like she hired the three stooges. You remember the little rascals when he would have a truck or something? This is what they look like, a little rascals truck. You know, these two guys, you know, and it's like, Jesus Christ. It's not my problem anymore.
Well, my wife is the complete opposite of that. You know, she wants to be,
God
she,
bless her.
She, well, apparently he didn't. God fucking jinxed her. Fucking snapped her ankle. Thanks God. Okay. But, I mean, no, she feels bad. She wants to be working and helping and everything. You know, listen, I'm not going to lie. It blows for me. Because I was running on empty anyway, this whole house thing. But the only thing she should feel bad about is not taking the salted walkway. I feel a little bad about that.
Hey, at least, you know, thank God she works from home, so she could still, she have to worry about getting back and forth to work.
Well, yesterday, she's like in a work call. I'm like, what are you fucking doing? Oh, well, I could take the day off. You just broke your ankle. Stop it. You're not.
Especially not on painkillers, if her boss calls up. What happened to that project? The unicorn took it. Yeah, that's not good.
No, she's pretty coherent. It really takes.
Yeah, you want it sober, yeah.
No, you know what? She says it takes away the pain and it makes her drowsy. Okay, I mean she's still pretty with it. But meanwhile, I'm dealing with contractors all the time. Like, she's not going to be able to get into that house for, it could be 6 weeks. I mean, and all this work is going on in this house, and the moving the fish tanks is going to be the issue because we were going to do that together. So I think I'm going to hire the neighbor kid. Like, throw him, like, $50 to help me, like, move the fish tanks. Maybe hire him to help me move, and throw him another $50 to like, help me with the laminate and all. Maybe do that. Because, he's
working. Jacques Cousteau? What does he know about moving a fish tank?
I just need brute force. Okay. That's...
Now, what do the fish do? Do they sit in the car? How do you get them over there?
Well, they're all female fish, so they tell me I'm doing it wrong. No. No, well, you have to do it fairly quickly, Joe. It's a good question, because you got to keep the temperature fairly warm for them. Otherwise it's no good for them. They could get sick. You got to keep the water aerated. It's all very time sensitive, and you can't move a whole tank at once. You got to take out water. You want to preserve a lot of the water because it's got the good bacteria. You got to put the fish in separate buckets. It's a whole fucking process. We've done it before.
So what do? Like, when you get them to the new house, what do you? There's a bunch of buckets, and they sit there and watch TV till the thing is done.
Well, Joe, I mean, no, because the buckets aren't clear, so they can't see the TV. But it's a good question.
Okay.
No, they wait. You work as quickly as you can. I mean, it's a problem.
Is it when you're moving them in the car, are they sloshing around in the water?
No, Pip, we freeze them in ice cubes first. That way it protects them.
Well, no, it's a good question. What if you stop short and he smashes his fin across the bucket?
I put my hand across his fin.
good answer.
No, I mean, all kidding aside, you don't fill it to the tippy top with buckets. You drive slowly. You do the best you can. So usually one person would be holding the bucket. My wife can still do that. So if I'm going up a hill, which I do have to go up, she can hold the bucket and prevent it from tipping over. We put a lid over it, punch some holes in the lid. It's not easy. It's very stressful.
Are there professionals that do that?
I mean, what do they know that I don't know? I mean, we've done it before.
Maybe they got told, you call up the Trout and Travel or whatever the hell. The guy, yeah. Or Fish and Fly.
No, I mean,
Ree in our chat room says, bad idea to move the fish tank yourself. Call tanked.
That's what Joe is after the show.
I've seen him during the last 30 minutes.
I've done this before. We move some of that. Well, actually, one of them has done all the moves. We moved from my apartment from Garfield to Hackensack, and we moved from Hackensack to where I live now. And all those are longer moves, and we've had minimal loss. We know how to do this. Again, the key, it's fish talk. The key is, I got to keep as much of the water, so I want to time it when I do a water change, when I vacuum the tanks, and I want to keep a lot of the gravel. I want to keep that substrate in there because that's the good bacteria. That's what you want to do. And again, it'll be better that it's going to... The warmer the weather, the better off it is. But these fish are not...
Right.
The hard part is going to be capturing them because they don't like to be caught. But
you mentioned that you lost. But did you lose? Sounds like you lost a couple of fish in your travels.
I think one time we lost one of our clown loaches, which for you guys that don't know, are these orange and black bottom feeder fish. You guys have seen them. One of ours is 25 years old, which they don't really supposed to live to, but he is, and he's huge. I think we lost one last time Because when we, I think he jumped out of the bucket or jumped out, we were catching him, and I think he gave himself a head injury.
Oh, my God.
You know, it's like the settlers going across the country. Now, you're going to say prayers now. We lost Jamar in that great trip from Orange County upstate.
Joe, I don't think we're going to be attacked by engines across town. I think we'll be all right.
Yeah, your ma would want us to be in this new tank, and we're going to be here, even though we lost her.
just bury an angelfish on the side of the road with a little tombstone, as the settlers did.
You had to take a break and pull over, and there's like one fish playing a harmonica with his little fin and his fish face.
The trail of aquarium tears.
Joe, that's ridiculous.
We're going to have some kelp, and then we're going to be getting in the morning, get some rest.
That is so absurd. Fish do not have musical talent. Have you ever heard them? Have you ever heard them? They just drone on and on and on. They play the stoners. Fish has no musical talent.
Well, fish anyway, so.
See what I did there? No, it's going to be a stressful day. It's not going to be, but whatever. It would be a lot less stressful if my wife was whole. She's not whole, but we will persevere. But, yeah. So it's. I don't know if I ever brought this up. Did I ever tell you guys? I've mentioned before. I watch Little House on the Prairie, especially when I had the COVID. There's nothing more soothing than a little House on the Prairie. But I've noticed, like, if you died on Little House on the Prairie, they just buried you wherever. There was no graveyard. So I'm thinking, if you ever go to Walnut Grove in Minnesota, you better not plant a tomato plant, because you're probably digging in maw or paw. There are so many dead people. They just bury.
Of course.
I like the fact that Joe like used a curse to describe a cross. That won't cost you in a later life.
Have you seen all my antics? He's not even going to get that far down the list.
Well, I mean, the curse was an A, and it was about a C. I think he could get there. If it's alphabetical, you got problems.
You know all my antics. He's not getting that far down the list.
Well, you're right. You know what? In your defense, come on a leg starts with C2. You might have a point.
Wow! Listen, we're all going to be standing there squinting, going, "They look kind of pearly. Can't get close enough."
They look kind of pearly. Yes, they do. Who's okay? USP. What the fuck is this?
Ugh. What the fuck is what?
I don't know. I got a message from the United States Postal Service. Welcome to USP Retail Customer Appointment Schedule. I don't know what the hell's going on here.
I think it's bullshit. I think I got one, too.
All right, good. Because I do know they did lose a package for me. And you can't claim a package until it's gone for 30 days. It's not getting there. It's 2 weeks.
Hopefully that package is about 70 cartons of tile.
No, it's laminate. It's honeymead oak, Joe, if you must know. But anyway,
that's nice.
Yeah, that's where we are. So it's been a lot. It's been a lot, but it's okay.
That is a lot. Oh my God!
But you know, my wife's in good spirits. You know, I'm not away that much, so it'll be fine. We'll get through it. Or I take her out backyard and I old yeller her. we gotta get her one of those knee scooters. She wants one of those knee scooters where you it's because I guess it hurts less than crutches, where you put your knee on.
Be careful on that driveway. She's going to shoot them. Remember the little rascals when they went down that big hill? She's freewheeling. That's what.
Well, last night I told my contractor, I go, don't go outside until I salt again. I mean, it was raining all day, but it's like Disney on Ice is coming to my front yard. I'm like, what the hell is with this house?
I went to go see my brother over the weekend, and we have a family friend, Doug, who, you know, comes up with me every time, and I had to salt the driveway because I don't want him to break his ass. He wanders around, you know, I salt all over the place, you know. And I just wanted to make sure that I wanted to make sure he didn't pull his car in, but he pulls his car in, and make sure he didn't break his ass, blah blah blah. You know, so it was a whole to do. And it was cold. It was cold up at the farm. Usually we go out and walk. It was 5 below on Saturday night.
Yeah, it's been cold here. But, you know, hey, that's the joys of living in New York. It's not just high taxes, kids. All right. All right. Let's take our first break because we're coming back. We're going to do a Love Fails Countdown. Joe, I did not get before we start. Pip does not feel confident about her countdown picks. I feel very confident about mine. How do you feel?
I feel okay. I've tried. There's something different I have that I found. We'll see how it works.
All right.
And that's going to be my number one, so we'll see what happens.
All right, so we will get to that when we come back. You're going to want to listen to that or watch, as the case may be. On the break, new music from Sehan Back with Angel. You can learn more about Sehan Back at khb-music.de. Also, Fintan McKay is back with his song Amber, and you can learn more about Fintan at fluttertone.com. We'll be back very shortly.